And welcome to the 22nd Vanachlu Amchu recording for the week of Achrei Mois Kedoshim. The following two stories were called in by a very choshev yugaman from Eretz Yisrael, and Yashar Koyach to Kav Hashgacha Pratis for giving us rishus to say them over. The first story involves two bachrim from Bnei Brak who were traveling back to their yeshiva before the beginning of this man. Their yeshiva was located in a city called Chatzor Haglilis. There's a bus that goes from Bnei Brak to Chatzor Haglilis. It's the 984 bus. They came on the bus and they found open seats right behind the driver. They sat down. And what the Heilige Bachrim speak when they're on a bus or wherever they are? They speak in learning. And together, they began speaking and learning, reviewing the Shaklavatari of Sugyas of Gemara. The driver of the bus happened to be an Arab, and the driver could not tolerate that Divri Elohim Chaim should be entering his ears. He turned around, and he instructed those Bachrim, please change your seat. I don't want to have you sitting behind me. The Bachrim had such nice midos. They didn't give a hard time to Chlal. They weren't doing anything wrong. But nevertheless, they told the driver, you want us to change our seat? No problem. And right away they complied, they agreed, and they went. And they found seats towards the middle of the bus. The bus ride continued. When it approached the Kadorim intersection, there was a truck who, Rachmana Litzlan, smashed into this bus. It was a gefährlicher accident. It smashed in to the beginning part of the bus. The driver was seriously injured. The passengers who were in the front of the bus, they were all b'sakana gedoyla. The injuries were such high-scale injuries. They need refuas and yeshuas. But these two bachrim, who had switched their seats, they were no longer there. They were in the middle of the bus. They were zoiche to walk out from that accident without a scratch. What a moirdika maise. V'anachdu amcha. La Yisrael. Busy stagging and learning. Yoimim v'layla. No matter when. No matter where. And we see how the Heilige Schus of the Torah protects us. The second story involves a very choshev yid who made a tremendous Kabbalah. What was his Kabbalah? He was mekabel upon himself only to say a bracha if there's somebody available to answer amen for a bracha. This Kabbalah naturally involves lots of mesiras nefesh. He took his Kabbalah very seriously. And if he cannot find someone available to answer amen, he just would skip. He would not say the bracha. He would wait until later on when someone would be available. Then he would have his coffee, or then he would have his glass of tea. It once happened that he awoke in the middle of the night and he desperately needed a drink. But what could he do? There was no one around. He wanted to say a bracha on the water, but there was no one around, and he did not want to violate his Kabbalah. He thought of an idea. You know what? Let me call the operator. Even though, obviously, it costs money to call the operator. But he told himself, for the schos, for me to be able to have somebody answering amen to my brachis, of course, I'm going to call the operator. Of course, what's the shaila? And with that, he dialed 0 for the operator. And the operator picked up and said, yes, how can I help you? Whose phone number do you need? And the Choshev Yid replied and said, I do not need anybody's phone number. The reason why I call now the operator is because I would like to say a bracha. I am thirsty and I have a Kabbalah. I only say a bracha if I have someone available to answer amen. So I'm going to say now a bracha on the water. I would like you to answer amen. Afterwards, when I finish drinking the water, I'm going to say, a bracha achroina, burying the fascist, and I would like for you to answer amen. Are you able to help me out? The operator, who was a young lady, she wasn't familiar with any of these halachas, but she said, listen, I'm happy to help you out. And with that, the schosh of the yid said a bracha on his water, and the operator answered amen. And a moment later, he said, a bracha achroina. And once again, the operator answered amen. And with that, the schosh of the yid thanked the operator, and the conversation came to an end. A short amount of time passed, and this operator began doing serious soul inspection. She was thinking to herself, there must be something in an unnamed. There was somebody who called and wanted to know if I'm available to answer amen and was willing to pay money for it. What exactly is an amen all about? What exactly is a bracha all about? She knew there's a concept of a soul in the neshama. What does that exactly mean? I have a soul, I have a neshama. And she wanted to inspect, to look into the matter, to delve into the matter, to see what it was all about. And after inspecting and researching, she discovered how everything is kodesh kadoshim, how everything is so pleasant, so amazing, how being a frum yid, this is the biggest simcha the ganze welt. And with that, she became a balas tshuva, and she eventually got married to a very choshevah ben Torah. Before her chasna, she made a phone call. To who? To this yid, who had called in the middle of the night, who had started the chain of events, the inspiration. She had saved that phone number, because she thought to herself, one day I might need it. And sure enough, the time came. And before her chasna, with the number she had saved, she called up that yid and said, listen, I know who you are. You don't know who I am. And she went on to explain the entire story. How in his course, she is a balas tshuva, about to get married to a ben Torah. And she was calling to invite this chosh of the yid to come in person to her chasna. What a moedik and maisev, anachnu amcha, Klal Yisrael, stagging in their avoidus Hashem, willing to spend any amounts of money. L'man shmo yisbarach, what else is money for, if not to bring out Kiddush Ein Shemayim? Let's keep all the chizik in mind as we steig weiter and weiter. B'cheshek ha-toyra.